He went off about 2 years before we married. He went off down there to and got work. He didn't have any home or nothing, and he went off down there and got work and just paid. And then we moved back up there, and that's where we was living when he had to go to service.
Now, where was your mother born? You said, I believe she's born in the same house you were.
She was born in the very same little old house I was born in.
Isn't that something?
And she was born in 1874. And the little old house was a one-room house, and it didn't have any window in it. It had a chimney to it because my mother had to cook on the fire, and my grandmother and all the rest of them ahead of her had to cook on the fire. And I guess it had two doors in it, and they just pushed the one door and set the dining table against it. And,
so it had two doors on it, you say?
Yeah, I'll say two doors. No windows in the chimney. They cooked on the fire.
It had no windows?
Mm-mm. Oh. Not any kind, not even one with a shutter.
And how many rooms did it have in it?
Well, just the one,
just
little
the one
room
one.
House.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard my mother say lots of times that her and my daddy had everything they had in the world in there but their cow, and they waked up one night and she was in there with them.
And she was in there with them one night.
Yeah. Said she looked, they thought they saw a ghost. They had to keep a little fire in the fireplace all the time because they cooked on the fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Said they waked up and that old cow was standing all braced up there before the fire.
Oh, isn't it? The cow was cold too, I guess.
I guess it was cool. She said they'd put their cottonseed in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the little old barn was, I don't know, it might have been that it wasn't fit for them to store their seed in or something of the kind.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might have had it full of, fodder and stuff like that, you know. As they called it, roughness. They called her fodder and stuff like that, roughness.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. That's
yeah.
I haven't heard that before.
And then corn, too, I guess, what corn they had.
Mm-hmm. Well, where was your father born?
My daddy is born in, Illinois, and I think it was Carlisle.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather come from Illinois when my daddy was very small.
Uh-huh. So he really grew up here then, didn't he?
Yeah. He's about 4 years old, I think, when they come here. And he grew up over here in what's called a Barnes community. If you ain't never got acquainted with it, it was just across the river from PD.
Oh, uh-huh. Now, was your daddy a farmer?
Yeah. My daddy was a farmer by trade or occupation, I reckon you'd call it, but he did do lots of carpenter work.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a stonemason. He could fix anything out of stone, you know, stonemason. And farmer and a stonemason and a carpenter and a stonemason.
Mm-hmm.
But of course he didn't. He just done these other little jobs for people, like building chimneys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle that I went to California when he died, he was a stonemason and he built the southwest corner of this courthouse down here.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They could do good mason stonework.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And, but they didn't have, either one of them didn't have any trade.